This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
How wonderful it is to be able to bring you the Hour One Nugget. Each and every day, the daily devotional too. It is a privilege and an honor. And we are continuing our series, if you will, our season, God Accepting Me, and part six. He's always accepting you. It never stops. It continues on and on. Today we're looking at 2 Peter, the second letter, Peter's letter. And the third chapter and verse 9. I'm going to start, though, at verse 8, and it says this. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. What promise? What promise are you talking about, Peter? What promise? The Lord isn't being slow about his promise? What promise? Well, if you travel up a little bit further, you're going to see what that promise actually is. Because in this part of 2 Peter, Peter is talking about the end times. What's going to happen at the end? He says in verse 3, most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. There's the promise right there that the Lord is coming again. You know, the Lord has promised us that his son Jesus is coming again, riding on the clouds. So why would we fail to believe that? But you see, what Peter is talking about is these scoffers. And it's quite amazing, actually, when you consider this. Most importantly, I want to remind you, says Peter, that in the last days, scoffers will come mocking the truth and following their own desires. That is happening right now. That is happening all over the place. That is happening. It happened only a little while ago where three Christian churches in Indonesia were attacked. And they were attacked by a family. Listen to this. You probably know it anyway, but listen to it. They were attacked by a family, a mother, a father, and their four children. And two of them went to one of the churches, and another two went to another church, and another two went to another church, and they blew themselves up. They blew themselves up. They took their own lives. And they were fighting against the Christian church. I believe we're going to see more and more and more of this because Jesus is coming really soon. But what Peter says here is so wise. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. You know, there's a verse in Paul's letter to the church in Galatia, Galatians, the 4th chapter, and verse 4, where it says, "When the time was ripe, God sent his Son." When the time was bang on right, ripe. That was the time. Now is the time. I'm going to send my Son Jesus. Now, right now, at this moment, this is the perfect time. So are we saying now that Jesus is going to come back when God feels like it? Or do you think he may well send Jesus back when the time is absolutely bang on right? It's worth thinking about, isn't it? It's absolutely important that we understand that. It's so important that in our hearts and in our minds, we know that God is accepting us on a continual basis. He never stops. And that acceptance is shown so clearly in the promise that God is going to send his Son very, very soon. And I love that promise. I love that promise. There are many, many promises of God, you know. All over the Bible, there are many promises of God. And it's wonderful. It is wonderful. But we look at this. We just keep our eyes focused on this. In verse 8, Peter says, "But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day." How amazing is that? We need to give thanks for that. You know, in verse 10, he goes on by saying this, "But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment when that day comes." That is the day where you will either be with the Lord or you won't. That is the day of the rapture, when we will be taken up into the heavens with the Lord or not, depending on our relationship. And it's important, this. I cannot express this more urgently than right now, how important this is. This is vital. This is absolutely vital, beloved, that we understand what is going on, that we understand the end times, that we understand what the Lord wants and what he requires. "Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment." I don't want to be found deserving judgment. I feel that right up to the end, I will be forgiven for the sins that I've committed because I will ask the Lord to forgive me and I will keep a short account of my sin with him. And I will do that because he is accepting me all the time. He doesn't stop. I don't want to be in that place where God says, I'm not accepting you anymore. I don't want to be in that place. I want to be in the place where I'm being fully accepted by my Heavenly Father at all times. And I don't want to be in a place where I'm left on earth and to be found to deserve judgment. I don't want that. So what do I do about it? I keep a short account. I keep a very short account in my life, and I say to the Lord, Father, I'm here. Father, I am always here. Lord, forgive me for what I've been doing wrong. Forgive me and make me brand new. Lord, I know the time is short. And the time that I have, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that I would serve you and your desires and your wishes, not mine. I pray in Jesus' name that not my will be done, but yours be done, O Lord God Almighty. Beloved, is that your prayer? If it is, just say amen right now. Whilst we're in this place, of, if you will, meditation, as we think about the end times, as we think about God accepting us all the time, never ceasing. What about those of our family, those of our friends who don't know this good news, who refuse to accept this good news? We see from Scripture, beloved, they will be left on earth. And everything on that earth will be found to deserve judgment. So our friends will be left there, deserving judgment. We need to pray for them. We need to ask the Lord to spare them. Even as they mock, even as they laugh, even as they scoff at our beliefs, our knowledge. For me, it's not a belief any longer. It's gone much deeper than that. It's a knowledge that God is my Savior, that Jesus is my Lord. The Holy Spirit has impacted my life. That is a knowledge and not a belief. But it means that I'm not religious. It means that I don't have a religious bone in my body. What I do have is a love for Jesus that never fails, that never stops. Because I know he has a love for me that never fails and never stops. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No. He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone. Say everyone. He wants everyone to repent. And that includes you. You've been accepted and you are continually accepted by God. He's accepting you all the time. But it also means that we need to repent. That means to turn away from that sin which we are doing, which is wrong. We need to turn away from it and say, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to repent in the name of Jesus. And I believe that is what we need to do right now. In this hour, one nugget. Spend this remaining time, if you will, thinking about Jesus, about what he's done for us, about what he continually does for us, about the problems that we have in our lives. And you know what comes to my heart when I think of those problems, when I think of those issues that come in my life, that crop up constantly in my life? I think of one verse, and that verse is Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 6, where Paul says this, very simply. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. There is nothing, say nothing, there is nothing in your life that God doesn't know about. So pray about it. Pray about the issues. Pray about the problems that you're having. Whatever it is, no matter how small, no matter how large, pray about it. Give it to Almighty God. And I want you to do that when this Hour One Nugget has finished and we're listening to some worship where we're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I want you to do just that. Pray about those issues. But what we're going to do now is we're going to repent. We're going to clean ourselves completely of any sin that is in our lives. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have sinned. I ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive me of all that sin. Father, as you are forgiving me, I also forgive anyone who has hurt me or caused me pain in any way. And as I was saying those words, someone popped into your head. Say the name of that person and say this, with my will, I forgive. Say the name of that person. I can't forgive with my emotion, Lord, but I can forgive with my will. And I give you that now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Do you feel lighter? Do you feel better? Do you feel wholesome? Do you feel as though a weight has been lifted from your shoulders? That is because the Lord loves you so much. He loves you so much. And rest assured of this, beloved. His promise to send his Son is a promise that he will always keep. And know this, he's going to send his Son. and he's going to send him really soon.